Hello, beautiful. Welcome to Aim and Wellness Talks, where our aim is to give you the tools to a happier and healthier life. I'm Christina, and I'll be your host. We're sitting down with some amazing guests and leaders in wellness to talk all things body, mind, and soul. They share their best tips, life hacks, and inspirational stories so that you too can become your best self. So wherever you are in your day, we hope you take a moment to thank yourself for tuning in. Now enjoy this dose of daily wellness. Welcome back to Aim and Wellness Talks. Today we are sitting down with Phoebe Bell, a professional Australian volleyball athlete with quite the impressive career so far. Phoebe, you began your pro career at only 17 and have since played 6 years in the World Tour Pro Circuit, all while balancing your studies. And you also have quite an inspiring story as well that I'm sure many women can relate to. So thank you so much for being here and being open to sharing.
Oh, thank you very much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Awesome. So I grew up extremely unathletic. We'll just put that out there. It took me until university to even step foot in a gym. So being someone who has never actually played a sport, I'm always quite fascinated by people like yourself who have dedicated so much to it. So why don't you start off by sharing first what it is that you love about your sport and just why volleyball?
I guess just starting from the beginning of my career. So I started lots of different sports like when I was growing up, and I'm very grateful for my mom and dad for giving me those opportunities. At our high school, we had an excellence program in volleyball, and that's kind of where I fell, I guess, in love with the game. I started playing indoor volleyball, so the big team environment was really appealing for me, and also the amount of opportunity that the sport provides to travel the world is incredible, and I've been really lucky, as you said, to be on the world tour for the past 6 or so years, since 2017. And it's provided me with so much joy and opportunities. And I'm incredibly grateful for all those times that I've had through the sport.
Was it always a dream of yours to go pro, or did that just kind of happen?
Actually, funny story. Well, when I was young, at our year 7 graduation, so leaving primary school, you had to get up on stage and say what you want to be when you grow up. And I stood up there and I said that I wanted to be a professional athlete. So it's definitely always been, I guess, ingrained in me, sport. And I didn't know that I was going to make it professionally. And I have been able to do that. So I guess it has always been a dream of mine. And that's pretty special to look back on to say that now.
Was there ever a moment that you actually realized as an adult, like, whoa, wow, I've actually done it. I've made my childhood dream come true.
It's funny, when you're in it, you don't really take a step back and appreciate how far that you've come. I recently, last October, left the national program. After 10 years of training full time, I felt a little bit burnt out and I thought it was time to take a step back. And throughout this time, over the past few months, I've actually had a chance to chill out and to look back and be like, wow, Phoebe, like, you've done like an amazing job to get where you have today. And just be really proud of myself and appreciate the journey that I have been on.
Reflection is so important. It's crazy how fast life happens. 1 minute you're 7 dreaming about being an athlete. Next thing you know, you've done 6 world tours and you're like, what's happened?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
We definitely want to dive into a bit of that story because I know there's a lot there for you and it's a lot that you're currently navigating right now.
Absolutely.
Before we go into that, like with anything in life, there are always highs and lows, ups and downs. So are you happy to dive into some of the challenges that also come with the pro athlete lifestyle?
Yeah, absolutely. The reality of it is there is a lot of lows that come with playing at an elite level of sport. And we spoke off air a little bit earlier about some of my lowest times, and that has been largely around disordered eating. It is hard for me to talk about now, but I would like to think I'm quite an open person. I love sharing because I think there's so many other people, other women out there that potentially are struggling as well. And if I can share my story to help someone, that's just really special to me. So I started in the environment quite young. I think I was about 15 years old and we were getting our skin folds taken, weighing ourselves every day and getting our skin folds taken every 6 weeks. So So for those that potentially don't know what skin folds are, so they pretty much take 7 points all on your body and they pinch your skin, and then they add the number together, and that essentially is your number and I guess how much fat you have on your body.
So like body fat percentage, hey?
Yeah, body fat percentage.
Even the awareness at 15 years old of what body fat percentage is. I learned that in university and like dietetics.
Yeah, I just think that you start to become really aware and start to wake up to that kind of stuff at a young age. And I think it's quite a bit of a recipe almost for eating disorders, disordered eating. So it kind of started there for me. And because I'm quite a lean build, I was always quite praised for my low skin folds. And I think just over time, just heightened awareness, and also my personality can be very much all or nothing. And that's something that I've had to learn. It's been my greatest asset in the sense that it's got me to where I have in my sport. But also it's been, I feel like, one of my biggest downfalls in the terms that I look back on my career and I'm like, wow, Phoebe, like I am a bit burnt out. I still have struggles with disordered eating. I'm not going to sit here today and say that I'm completely healed from it. I definitely have a lot of coping mechanisms and strategies that I use around it. At its worst, it was me tracking on, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of that, MyFitnessPal.
Yeah.
So I had like a streak on MyFitnessPal for like, oh my God, I don't even know, like a lot of days, maybe 300 and something like this days of just religiously tracking my intake. And I think as an elite athlete, I was able to disguise that as, you know, like, what do you mean? It's performance eating. You know, I'm good at my sport because I'm disciplined. Sounds a bit crazy. I woke up one day and I just become incredibly conscious to the fact that it was an issue in my life. And I decided on that day that I was going to delete my MyFitnessPal and make active steps moving forward to, I guess, heal myself and, yeah, put me in the position that I am in today.
Wow. Firstly, that's crazy with MyFitnessPal because I know how that app works. And yeah, it takes a lot of discipline and dedication to go in there every single day and count your macros and input all your food intake. And during that time, was there anyone around you who was questioning that kind of behavior? Like, that's a bit intense, or why are you not eating the cake at the party, or anyone kind of making it known to you that that was maybe questionable?
Yes, but I think my personality was very, no, you're wrong. Like, no, like this is performance eating. Actually, the Australian Institute of Sport has released guidelines now around awareness around this kind of behavior and how to approach it. Because, you know, if you see your friend struggling, it's a difficult thing. Like, it's a really difficult thing to approach them. And like, how exactly do you do that? And I think at the time, yeah, we didn't really have these resources in place, and also awareness around this issue wasn't as heightened. So I think that made it even more difficult for people that saw me struggling to know what to do. That's no one's fault, absolutely not no one's fault. That was just the reality of the situation at the time.
And within your sport, was there anyone, not responsible, but was there someone on your side, like someone that would be helping you track your foods and like write a nutrition plan? Like, would there have been someone there to where you weren't taking it into your own hands so much?
We had a nutritionist. Yeah, we did. But again, I think that's a really difficult kind of conversation to have. Like, nutritionists, they're not psychologists. And I think there was a bit of a line there where I think upon reflection, I probably need to see a psychologist, not a nutritionist, because that's not really the nutritionist's kind of area of expertise.
Right.
Yeah, we did have a psychologist, but it was kind of more of like a sports psychologist. So they didn't really tap into that area at all. So
absolutely,
I was kind of by myself, but I did obviously have my family and so many amazing people around me as well at the same time.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I agree, actually. It is more of a psychology because I guess it stems from body image. It's already such a challenge for young women to grow up in beauty standards and then to throw on top of that these check-ins and like actual physical measurements and things like that that create that hyper awareness. Mm. It's like there's such a fine line between like, this is healthy or I'm being healthy, and overdoing it and absolutely losing that connection to your own body and knowing and feeling what it is that you need for your performance and your training.
Yeah, it's a definitely a tricky one. Like I know for me, I definitely need to be doing some kind of movement and eating well for myself to feel good physically, but mostly mentally. So, but I think now I definitely have an awareness around like what is too much and when do I need to kind of pull myself into line and rest, or you know, go out for a meal with my friends or whatever that may be. And I think that's a process that happens over time, and it's not something you kind of just, it's an ongoing process. Life is an ongoing journey. It's something that you kind of work on day in, day out. Especially in the sport of beach volleyball, I think it can be an incredibly challenging one with the bikini. Obviously now there's rules that have been brought in, so people can essentially, you can wear what you want, which I think is amazing. But I think there is an underlying element of a little bit more pressure to look a certain way because you are running out into a stadium full of thousands of people. You know, like some days when you're not having your best body image day can be quite a challenging thing. And for me, I have flipped that mindset in terms of I'm strong, like I'm powerful, like look how amazing my body is, I'm so athletic. Like it's not about how you essentially look, it's about the athleticism. And I think that's really important for young girls to train into themselves and remember that you're so much more than what the scales say or, you know, how you perceive yourself in the mirror. You know, it's so much greater than that.
Absolutely. Wow. Yeah, I can't even imagine you're so on display almost. Like so many women already have body consciousness just going to the beach in their bikini, not to mention being in the crowd full of people and that awareness that you're about to need to be.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for one, being brave and vulnerable and opening up about it. I know we talked about it off air as well, and it's still to this day not the easiest thing for you to speak of. So thank you for sharing. Yeah. Do you have any kind of tips or advice from your journey to share with people who might be struggling with that balance, dancing on that fine line of I'm being super healthy and this is too much?
I would just kind of say that, like, not, it sounds incredibly cliche, but not being too hard on yourself. Like life is already quite, it is challenging. That's the reality of life sometimes. Like you do have stress from work. You have a lot of, you know, you got relationships to manage. There's a lot going on sometimes. And I think in terms of the body image stuff for me, like I talk to myself in a way that, you know what, Phoebe, like it's incredibly normal that your body is fluctuating weight, or you might not feel so great some days. And I would just, for anyone that is struggling, just to remind themselves that, hey, like this feeling isn't forever. Like tomorrow is a new day. And like I have the control over, you know, the decisions that I make today. And like, that's what I try and tell myself sometimes, like, you know, it's not realistic to be eating quote unquote clean every day, to be exercising clean every day. So again, just pull yourself back and don't be so hard on yourself.
It really is so much mindset work, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
So how is it that you are finding balance in your life today? I'll give a little foreshadowing because I know that you're already in this moment navigating quite a new journey for yourself. You made some big changes recently. You mentioned having left national team back in October. Mm. Yeah, why don't you just tell us what you were up to and what drove that big decision to walk away from your sport?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I felt like I needed a bit of a change. I felt a bit burnt out. And for me, the decision to leave the national team was, it was difficult because that's been my entire life for the past 10 years. So I've essentially going from an environment that's training day in, day out, following a Google calendar, not having to make, obviously you have the decision elements in terms of like when you're on the court and, you know, like little decisions in the environment, but from a holistic point of view, everything's set out for you day by day, to an environment that I had to start making decisions for myself every single day. And that change within itself was a lot and initially incredibly overwhelming. And the navigation of that space, I just had to keep telling myself to trust myself and to trust that all my past experience, everything that I've learned in elite sport will pay off. And yeah, I'm really excited for what the future holds. I went on a holiday for the first time in my life that's not volleyball related, but I ended up playing a bit of volleyball when I was there and doing some stuff with a volleyball charity, which was awesome and incredibly fulfilling. I would recommend anyone that has the opportunity to give back or do some charity work to do so, because yeah, it was one of the most special and amazing moments of my life, I would say. So I went on a holiday for a bit and just took some time to just chill out and just have some perspective. What I touched on earlier about being proud of where I've come from. And yeah, I'm in a space now where I have a few opportunities lined up. And again, I don't know if it's the right thing for me or the wrong thing. I don't know if there is a right and wrong, but I'm just gonna, I guess, back myself and just see what happens.
Actually, I just wanted to go back to, that moment that you made that big life decision, because it's not just a small decision. It's quite a change of life completely. So was there some hesitation around that? And what were the moments like for you?
There was huge hesitation around it. I kind of knew within myself that I needed to do it, but also I think sometimes in life it's not really that straightforward, because as I said, it was everything I'd worked towards for 10 years. I think the moment that I started to become conscious of the feeling of, or maybe like, this isn't, I don't want to do this anymore. There was one game that I played on tour last year and I literally had zero energy. I was walking back to serve and I just said to the girl I was playing with at the time, I just said, I'm exhausted. And she looked at me and she said, everything you're feeling right now is very normal. And I just think from that game on then, I just started to ask myself, why am I doing this anymore? And I really started to have a lot of difficulty in answering that question. And I think that's when I started to be really honest with myself. And yeah, eventually got to a point where I decided maybe it took me 1 or 2 months to make the call to leave. And initially I went and I played indoor volleyball with my friends. So I came from the beach and played indoor volleyball. And I thought maybe that could re-spark my enjoyment for the sport going back for our state team. And it was fun, but I tore my ab, which has been an ongoing journey for me as well. And I think that was kind of a bit like, okay, maybe like my body is telling me something here that I do need to stop for a little bit. And yeah, that's what I did. It wasn't straightforward. And I don't think often things are so straightforward, but I think it's just really important to trust yourself in whatever you're doing.
Right. Yeah. So what was your support like in that decision? What was it like around you, your coach, your team?
Yeah, amazing. I'm incredibly lucky. My coaches were very understanding, very compassionate, very empathetic towards my decision, and they just wanted the best for me. So I think when you're in a situation like that where they are so supportive, like the feeling is awesome, and you know that whatever decision that you make moving forward, that they'll have your back. And I think that that was really powerful for me. Also, I'm incredibly lucky that my family is highly, highly supportive of whatever I do. All my crazy ideas in life, they seem to think it's a good idea. And I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea.
And then that's the next one and they support that one too. And you're like, wait, I've got to choose one, guys.
Yeah, that's literally me. Mm.
Is there anything on the cards right now?
Yeah, there is actually something on the cards. I'm not going to say it on air right now.
That's okay.
But yeah, there is something on the cards. And again, I don't know if it's the right decision. And there is a part of me that is a bit afraid because it is the unknown. But yeah, as I said, I'm just going to back myself and give it my best shot and just see where I end up. And at the end of the day, if it's not for me, at least I can say to myself, hey, like, at least you tried. Like, at least you put yourself out there and you gave it a go. And I think that's really all that matters.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much, Phoebe, for being here today and giving us a bit of your story and giving us a bit of that motivation and that courage that you have as well.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks so much for listening, lovely. We hope you found a spark of inspiration to stay connected to your dreams, to nourish your health, and to continue to invest in a daily dose of wellness. If you've enjoyed today's episode, join us on a journey to well-being with 2 new episodes a month. For more resources to nourish yourself, visit the Aim and Wellness page on our website. You'll find live workouts, fresh recipes, healthy happenings, and endless wellness inspiration. Don't forget, we are so grateful to have you as part of our Aim and community. Have a beautiful day.